Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger, along with Nathan Forlina, and we had a quick little discussion, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? About the celebrity rule of threes, that deaths typically come in rule of threes, and we're sad to mention today that Hulk Hogan passed away today at the age of 71. If you've not heard that news yet, Hulk Hogan, I don't know enough about all of wrestling history. I know during my lifetime he's been the most famous and wrestler, well-known wrestler, but over the last 20 years maybe people have passed him, but we get Ozzy Osbourne, Malcolm Jamal Warner from Cosby Show, and Hulk Hogan all within the last few days, Nathan. So when I mentioned to you the other day this like notion of celebrity rule of three, you had not heard this before.
First time I have ever heard of it a few days ago, and lo and behold, 2 days later, Hulk Hogan passed away, which, listen, a lot of people do not share the same opinions you just said about how, you know, it's terrible he passed away. I saw on the internet, a lot of people are glad this dude's gone. And I
what?
Can't. Now listen.
Who are these soulless people?
Terry did a lot of things in his life that a lot of people are not fans of. So, now listen. I never wish death upon anybody.
Yeah,
I think it's
wishing
terrible.
death upon somebody.
But a lot of people were triumphant today. They were pretty thrilled. And I can't imagine celebrating someone's death. But, you know, rest in peace, Hulk Hogan. Obviously, he's on the Mount. We always talk about Mount Rushmore. He is on the Mount Rushmore of wrestlers, if not number one in most people's eyes. He changed the entire business. Him and Vince
the business.
McMahon.
He absolutely changed.
I mean,
there's no question.
That body slam at WrestleMania.
I watched it live.
Did you?
I was. Was this 85? 83?
4?
Okay.
Maybe.
I was like 10, 11 years old, and that's my question for today. We can kind of do this a little bit in honor of Hulk Hogan. Now, I'm only going to...
87.
So I was 13.
85
was
the first one.
I'm only going to be here for about 15, 18 minutes because I've got a baseball event I've got to get to a ways away. So Nathan's going to take over, talk a lot of college football. But for a few minutes here, I will mention this. I watched a lot of wrestling growing up as a kid. I watched a lot.
I think every kid has.
Right.
It is like a cycle in every kid's life.
I do not and have not and would not and will not ever watch wrestling as an adult because I think it is silly and stupid and sophomoric and quite frankly, a gigantic waste of time. Okay, so I hate to bring this up on the day Hulk Hogan dies, but I know many, many men, many, many grown men, 40, 50 years old, who swear by professional wrestling. It's like they follow all the storylines. And look, I do understand, before people rip on me, I understand it's like watching a soap opera or watching ER or watching a show, a drama, where it's all just fake anyway. But I know people who take this stuff so seriously and like they're in on all of these things with the heroes and you know, the bad guy, the villains, and it's always been comical to me. I watched as a kid, and then I became a grown-up, and I'm like, what is going on here? So I do get to share this. I got to share this.
Okay, let's hear.
You've never heard this. So when I was in fifth grade, we the elementary school kids at our school, we could write poems or whatever and have them published in what's called the Literary Hornet, which our high school did. It was a publication. The high school, like journalism students, put this publication together every year called the Literary Hornet. My school was the Bryant Hornets. And my sister happened to be on the editorial staff. So when I was in fifth grade, I had like five of them in there. It was awesome. I had a bunch of my poems in there. Here's one of my poems. Everybody ready for this, Jim? In fact, I might have been third grade here now that I think of it. I think it was third grade. Everybody ready for this, Jim, from 9-year-old Corey Geiger? Bulldogs are mean, bulldogs are tough. Bulldogs are vicious. Bulldogs are rough. I love bulldogs because Junkyard Dog is a bulldog.
It's a good one.
He was my favorite wrestler growing up in the early 80s. Yeah, Sylvester Broom. Yep.
While back.
He was my favorite wrestler, but I will always remember that. But again, I stopped watching any and all of this stuff. And I fully and truly, I'll be judgmental here. I don't understand how grown men can religiously follow professional wrestling, you know, but they do, because these guys are John Cena. These dudes are The Rock. They become Batista. They become enormous stars in our pop culture.
I understand how it can happen, because like we did mention, it is like a soap opera type thing to where people gravitate towards this, because the excuse they'll always use is, because everybody always calls it fake. Listen, I don't want to get this is not fake.
They're great athletes. It is fake. It's all choreographed.
It's predetermined.
They're
putting their body on the line.
That's exactly right.
So that's why I kind of feel bad for when they call these people fake, because these people tear ACLs. They are bleeding. They're actually bleeding.
Oh. Like, did you see the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
I've not seen that one.
You've got to see it. It's this old-time 50-year-old guy. He was nominated for an Oscar. This is probably 15, 18 years ago. Kind of brought Mickey Rourke back. Mm. But it showed how his body just – and he had no personal life with his ex-wife and kid or anything. His life was just destroyed.
Well, I think about
he was this super famous wrestler.
I think about a guy like Mick Foley, who's literally been through hell.
Probably,
I mean,
that's it.
I mean, he like is getting thrown off 20-foot cages, through thumbtacks, through tables and stuff. I'm like, how does this happen?
We got three people calling in. We'll try to take some calls before I got to get out of here. Jerry and Bellwood, you're first up. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I did have a question on Penn State, but before, as far as Hulk Hogan goes, two things. You wonder about the steroid use, if that had an impact on his, you know, his heart and his health. You got to wonder.
I would think that any of those dudes.
I was stunned that, because a lot of these guys die in their 40s and 50s because of the steroid use. So for him to live 71 years is
71.
That's pretty good. And you think about, I mean, they were on the road 300 days a year, and he was just pumping drugs in his system left and right. So.
Yeah, and the same's true with Ozzy. But the other thing, it's obviously why there's people posting about glad he's dead. He was a Trump supporter. You know, Trump derangement syndrome is. It's a real thing. Some of these people are idiots, you know. I'm sure that's the reason.
I say all the time that we're trying to avoid politics, and Jerry comes in with a nuclear bomb.
If you look up the Gawker trial, that's what a lot of people.
The Gawker trial was bad, but the Gawker trial he won he and he win. Destroyed Gawker. He destroyed AJ Delario.
He destroyed
that type of media.
But there was things he said in the videos that I think that's why what it stems from.
Everybody should have a level of privacy, and what Gawker did from a media standpoint is absolutely pathetic.
We did,
and I'm glad it destroyed all of those people.
We had to watch. There was a movie on Netflix about it. We had to watch it for one of our classes and like write a detailed report about it. And like, I kind of get what like the professor was trying to get at here, like what his angle was, because that's how a lot of professors are. They try to, you know, use their angles to push their beliefs and stuff like that. But I just basically was like, listen, if you don't think that, like, I mean, they're going and just grabbing people's videos and they're just posting online without consent of anything.
Correct.
Like, it's completely ridiculous.
And that cost them tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions.
It destroyed their business.
Gawker.
And it's not, you know, not what Hulk Hogan was doing was good, but still, there's some level of privacy we
Jerry,
serve.
You got any other nuclear bombs you want to drop here on our sports show?
Well, I stand by what I say. But
I don't disagree with you.
I'm sure that's what 50% of people.
Jerry, I don't disagree with anything you said, though.
Yeah, but my question on Penn State is a little article in the sports section today, and I don't have the paper in front of me, but it's saying that how Penn State, they raised $165 million.
Right.
Booster. Can any of that money go to paying the athletes?
It's all going to the stadium, almost all of those. One dude gave $50 million last year. A bunch gave like 5 and 10 and 2. I mean, it was all that money is for the state. Now, there might be some of it earmarked for something else, but from remembering each story and press release as they came out last year, almost all that money is going to the stadium.
If they made it sound like it was going to the different sports teams, but they didn't make it sound like it was going to the players, and I was just curious.
Yeah, very good. Appreciate it, Jerry. 946-0435. Rob in Bedford. Hulkamania, man. What's up?
What's going on? It comes in threes. Theo Huxtable, Ozzy Osbourne, and now the Hulkster.
Young whippersnapper here didn't know that, and he said, well, can you give me some examples? I'm like, no, I can't give you some examples. That's just how it is. Everybody knows that these deaths come in three, and Nathan's like, well, I got to have some examples, man.
Lo and behold, 2 days later.
There you go.
And you know how it irks me how a lot of times people will take accomplishments and find things to nitpick, and I call them haters. With that said, when it's a choreographed, entertaining form of, I don't know if sport's the right word, but I'm a hate and bitter SOB. Growing up, I was a huge wrestling fan. From 87 to 94, I was glued to wrestling. And do you know what I saw during those 7 years? Was pay-per-view after pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Now, not live. I would get them when they would come out on video. Every single one of them, you got the exact same finish. Hogan kicking out of any finisher under the sun, taking some punches, shaking his head, wagging his finger, blocks the punch, hang on, throws three punches, big boot, leg drop, good night, Hogan, must pose. I hated every
And that was against,
it.
Like, everyone. Andre the Giant, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Kamala the Ugandan Warrior, Junkyard Dog, all of them,
If you
right?
went up against Jordan Hulk Carter. Hogan, you were losing. There's no chance they were going to
Do you remember the body slam of Andre the Giant? Do you remember watching that as a kid?
Of course, WrestleMania 3, yeah. Biggest live gate ever for a wrestling event. That was pretty epic. And, you know, they could have stopped there. I mean, who am I to judge? Hulkamania was a marketing success, booming beyond belief. But they did the same finish every show, every time.
The thing is, though, people loved it.
It worked.
People loved it.
Do you remember WrestleMania 9? This was the biggest embarrassment in industry history. Yokozuna beats Bret Hart with some dirty shenanigans by Mr. Fuji. Hogan comes running to the ring to save his buddy Bret Hart all of a half an hour, his friend. They call him out from inside the ring. He goes in, impromptu match, 20 seconds, drops the leg, gets the belt. He wasn't even with the company the month leading up to that event. It was basically a surprise. Maid rolls up on the fly to keep this guy in his backstage politically happy. He's the biggest history revisionist. I have a lot of respect for what he did for the industry, but my God, Hogan made me cringe.
Awesome. That's a great take.
Hogan,
I love it.
Hogan he would always win. He would always
win. Oh, he wasn't going to lose.
Vince put everything in the company on this dude because he's like, this dude's the most marketable person. All the whole community acts like they're all going to go crazy.
It, man.
Like,
yeah, caller number three, what do you got for us, buddy?
It's the rule of four, Corey.
What's the rule of four?
Chuck Mangione.
I know. Doug Herendeen came in and mentioned that earlier as well. I mentioned this to Nathan the other day. Sometimes when one or two people die, we kind of look for a celebrity, and it might end up being a lesser celebrity. In this case, it ends up being a gigantic celebrity with Hulkster.
Yeah, but Chuck was good in his
Chuck had a great career, no question about it.
Hey, real quick wrestling thing. I don't know when you came here, Corey, but the Jaffa used to have a lot of pro wrestling, and they'd work out at the building. Carl Bennett would invite them over. Those guys would throw 500 pounds on the bench and throw it up like it was a toothpick.
Like
they,
nothing.
They were incredibly strong.
Absolutely. Those dudes are tremendous athletes. They're great characters and performers. So when I call it fake, people take offense with that. Because it's choreographed and because they know the outcome, it's not a sport. I've heard people compare it, say it's a sport. It's not a sport. A sport, you don't know the outcome. If you know the outcome, it's an entertainment business.
But they're so athletic.
I have got to get out of here. I got to drive to McConnellsburg for a baseball tournament. Nathan's taking over here. He's going to talk some college football. But hey, you want to keep calling in, talking some Hulkster? I'm sure you'll love that.
Give me your Hogan stories. Call in. I want to hear him.
All right. Well, there is a video. Do you ever see? You ever see the little quick Twitter video of him when he was in a movie in the '80s? You got to Google this. He's in a movie in the '80s, and he's driving a motorcycle down the road, and they're just filming it. Blah blah blah, and just out of nowhere, some dude in the background throws a dog into the lake. It's weird. You can look
like,
it up.
Like, is it planned or?
No, this is just a guy. They just happen to go by. He just chunks the dog into the lake. It's Super 70 Sports tweeted about for a lake. You got to find the video. We'll be back after this.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
If this is the year you buy equipment from the Kubota family, it's time to meet the McCoy family from McCoy's Lawn and Garden. For over 40 years, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has been a trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA. Why Kubota? It's simple. Kubota has a track record of durable and dependable equipment, state-of-the-art features, and something for everyone. Kubota offers the model, attachments, and implements you need, regardless of the job. And on top of all of this, you get the support of amazing dealers like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing your lawn, tackling summer projects around your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and so much more. Follow the orange glow to McCoy's Lawn and Garden and check them out for yourself. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. Visit McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central here. Nathan Ferlina guiding the ship the rest of the show. Hopefully everybody is enjoying their day. Obviously, sad news out of the wrestling world today with Hulk Hogan passing away at the age of 71. If you want to call me in and give me any stories on wrestling or Hulk Hogan, 946-0435. We do have Jason calling in. I want to talk a little wrestling. Jason, how are we doing today?
All right, Nathan. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. What do you got for me?
So, first of all, don't let anybody tell you people die in threes. It's just they already forgot the person that died 3 people ago.
Good point.
You know, they're always dying. Anyway, if you really, there are some wrestling, there's some really good biographies out there, TV show biographies on, I know WWE produced a bunch. There's a great 30 for 30 on Ric Flair. Did you ever watch it? It is like the way they live their lifestyles. It's a wonder they ever make it out of their 30s.
Well, that's what these people were on the road 300 days a year. They were just pumping themselves full of steroids and drugs just to try to get through. I mean, it really is a miracle that a lot of them did, you know, live this long. And Hulk Hogan being a perfect example where he came in an era in which these people were doing everything wrong to their body, but he makes it to 71, so.
Yeah, he was definitely old for a wrestler. And, like I said, but if you ever want to, you know, you look up, I think A&E had a bunch of biographies on wrestlers for a while that they were produced by WWE, so there's obviously not probably the worst of the worst shown, but they still tell some stories about how it's not always lights and glamour. And of course, when you're a kid, wrestling's pretty good, and after you're an adult, I'm kind of like Corey, like, after about 15, I'm not sure how you can watch this and still see them.
Yeah, it's a lot different when you get to an adult, because you got to treat it like it's a soap opera when you're an adult. When you're a kid, you're thinking this thing's the coolest thing ever. These people are trying to kill each other. Then you get to an adult and realize everything's scripted, and it's like, okay, like, we got to see, like, try to how, you know, this story develops. And a lot of the time, it's just super dumb. You can't really make sense of it, but I completely get what you're saying. I fall in the same boat.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you think those guys really hate each other. And then when you're an adult, you realize they hang out in the hotel lobby drinking beer at night.
Exactly. A lot of these guys are carpooling with each other, and then 8 hours later, they're beating each other up in the ring, or people think they are. So.
Yep.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Jason. We got something else?
No, I'm just
going to
tell you, enjoy driving the ship there.
Oh, I'm going to try my best. I always enjoy it. It's always a fun new experience. I appreciate the call, Jason. Drive safe. So. All right, so nobody else can call in, of course, Hulk Hogan, 946-0435. We're going to move into some college football. We've been meaning to talk about this over the last couple days, but have gotten sidetracked, of course, yesterday with our actors talk. And then Tuesday, I think we went on a TJ Watt tangent again for like the second or third time since this has happened. So we're going to move off it. We're going to talk a little college football because, again, we are, at this point, might be less than a month away from week zero. I mean, we're close to it, so we're almost there, and Big Ten Media Day taking course over this week out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Penn State spoke yesterday. Drew Aller and James Franklin were on the media circuit. Nick Dawkins on the media circuit as well. Listen to their interviews. They've sounded good. They sounded like they know what's at stake here, where this is the put up or shut up time. They understand that where the expectations are, and they're going to try their best to get to those expectations. But something that came out of it was they did a media poll, they did a ranking, and they were able to, you know, rank all the teams and where they stand amongst, you know, these, you know, journalists and stuff like that, and kind of how people feel about these teams. And Penn State ends up being ranked number one, which is definitely pretty interesting in my opinion, because I don't think they deserve to be number one when they haven't beat Ohio State since 2016. Now, listen, I will come on and say this right now. I think Penn State has a top three roster this year. I think you can make the argument that the roster is better than Ohio State. They have a ton of returning starters. Drew Aller, Nick Singleton, Catron Allen, Nick Dawkins, Wheatley, Zane Durant. All these guys are returning on this team. I mean, they are maybe the most experienced team in the country when it comes to, you know, the star athletes on their team. They got everybody coming back pretty much outside of Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren. But what's interesting to me is we can put them above Ohio State when this has been the case before. When Penn State has return starters, or, you know, Ohio State's, because Ohio State is depleted compared to last year, losing Will Howard, Quinshaw Judkins, Travion Henderson, all of these guys, their entire defense, Jack Sawyer, JT, all these guys on defense. They return Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs. Outside of that, a lot of people aren't going to remember, you know, these players that were there last year. Their offensive line is completely gutted from last year. They bring in C.J. Donaldson at running back, which I love. Julian Sain, a young quarterback, which I think is going to be a very, very good quarterback. But we give the edge to Penn State here, who, yes, is returning a lot of their starters, but hasn't beaten this team in forever. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the rankings. We're going to tell you where they have a lot of these teams in the Big Ten media polls compared to mine. I created my list. We're going to go through it. I'm going to let you guys know. Nebraska, man, I got Nebraska a little bit higher than the Big Ten media, as I see he's calling in too. So I'll get to you in just 1 second right here. We're going to try to get you on the line. As it's cycling in, I think we got you now, Nebraska, man. Nebraska, man, how are we doing?
Okay, how you doing, Nathan?
I'm doing fantastic. See, Penn State's on the comments. What are we thinking?
Well, did you watch the SportsCenter this morning with Nate Baumbaum on it?
I did not watch it. What went on?
Well, with yesterday being the Big Ten media day yesterday, and they were asking everybody, you know, about national championships and rankings preseason. And, you know, Nate, he doesn't like Penn State at all. You know, he said there's no way in God's earth that he should ever, ever put Penn State number one going into the season way before Ohio State and Texas play. And he does not predict them to win the national championship. Matter of fact, he doesn't even predict them to come in to win the Big Ten. Because he has no trust at all in James Franklin. He has no trust at all. He's been watching James Franklin ever since he came to Penn State. He said, that, you know, the guy's got a turkey in his throat. He gobbles. He can't win the big ones. He beats the easy schools, Division II, III schools. And when it's time for him to come on the field to win the big game, you know, he just don't have it. And I sort of have to agree with him.
Oh, I agree with him. I agree with him as well. I mean, that's the correct answer. You can't put Penn State as the number one team in the country, regardless of what the roster looks like, whenever year after year after year they fall short. They can't beat a top five team. You cannot put them number one. I completely agree with them. I think Texas and Ohio State should be ranked above Penn State coming into the year. After that, then you can sort of have the, you know, do you put Alabama up there, all the Georgia, all these teams. You can start to have the argument then, but, I mean, we're talking about Texas, who I think might have a better roster than Penn State, and we're talking about Ohio State, who consistently beats Penn State, who has a very similar roster to them.
Yeah, you also have the first week, you also have Clemson playing LSU at Clemson.
Mm-hmm. I think Clemson might be a better team than Penn State. I think Clemson is severely underrated. They're not talked about like they should be talked about. They got a lot of returning guys as well, including their quarterback, who will be a first-round pick this year in Cade Klubnik.
Yes. I, Nathan, I absolutely agree with you. But does Penn State play Ohio State this year?
Yep, they will play November 1st, I believe. So it'll be.
Do they play Michigan?
They do not play Michigan this year. Which Michigan, thankfully, because I think Michigan is a sneaky team this year. They do not play Michigan. They got Oregon on their schedule. They got Ohio State. They play a lot of the middle tier teams in the conference.
They play Illinois.
I think they do avoid Illinois this year. I'm pulling up their schedule right now. I do not believe they have Illinois on the schedule. So I'm looking through right here. This is their conference schedule. They got Oregon, UCLA, Northwestern, Iowa, Ohio State, Indiana, Michigan State, Nebraska, and Rutgers. So they avoid Illinois, they avoid Michigan.
Okay. I want to close with this, Nate. I don't know if you had a chance, or you or Corey had a chance to think of this. Do you, if you they're coming out with these sleepers now in the Big Ten. They picked two. One guy picked two schools out of the Big Ten. Who would be your sleepers this year in the Big Ten?
I bet you one of them picked was Illinois, I would imagine. Everybody's that seems like the pick. A lot of people are putting on the Cinderella pick this year. A lot of people think Luke Altmyer and Brent Venable, they can make a run with Illinois. I'm guessing them. I'm guessing it's Nebraska with Dylan Raiola and Matt Rhule because of the year three jump that usually happens in Matt Rhule teams.
They did mention Nebraska. They had Nebraska and Illinois like almost even, but the school that they have above them,
Washington.
No, a team to watch. They said it was Lincoln Riley. It's LSU.
USC, you mean?
I mean USC. Yes.
Oh, ooh, okay. That's,
he says they're loaded this year. They got a good quarterback and they got a good coach. They were 7-6 last year. They lost a couple games late in the fourth quarter. And he says of all the three teams between Nebraska, Illinois, and Southern Cal, this is Paul Ballbaum now, on ESPN this morning. He predicts USC could do a lot of hurting this year in the Big Ten.
USC is definitely interesting because they do have a quarterback in Jordan Maiva. I am not the biggest Jordan Maiva guy. I like Lincoln Riley. I think he develops quarterbacks good. Obviously has a good track record with Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Caleb Williams. He has a good track record in quarterbacks, but Miller Moss this point last year, I think Jordan Maiva is worse than Miller Moss. It's tough because Miller Moss transfers out of there and Jordan Maiva becomes a starter. He didn't look particularly good in their bowl game. They lost a lot of transfers going out, especially at the receiver position. So that scares me just a tad on USC. I still think they are a dark horse team to where I trust Lincoln Riley, and I don't know why I should, because over the last couple of years, even with the number one overall pick a few years ago, they've continued to disappoint. But that's a team I'm interested in, but I'm not going to buy in too much just because I don't believe in the quarterback.
What in closing here, do you have a prediction for Penn State's record this year?
I would go 11-1 loss to Ohio State. I think that's, I think 11-1 for sure. I think the loss comes to Ohio State, but I could see maybe not. Maybe it is later to like a Nebraska or something like that. Listen, I am high on Nebraska this year, so I'm bumping them up for you, Nebraska man. But I think Penn State, I think they lose to Ohio State, but if they beat Ohio State, I also see them slipping up to someone else. So I'm guessing 11-1 is probably
yeah,
their
Coach Rule for Nebraska, he's going to bring this team back. And by the way, Nathan, you just became my friend for life.
Appreciate that, Pressman. Appreciate you calling in. Take care. 946-0435. If you're a fan of a Big Ten school, I might pump them up because there's a lot of Big Ten teams I like this year. So let's look at the rankings that these the media had. So they did have Penn State at number one. I personally have Penn State at number two. Penn State number one in the media, Ohio State number two in the media. I've got them flip-flopped. I got Ohio State as the best team in the Big Ten. Penn State just behind at second. Listen, like I said, I think Penn State's roster is arguably better than Ohio State this year. I just think when it comes to on-the-field decision-making, it's crazy. I'm going to trust the guy who hasn't played in Julian Sayin, who we're assuming will be the starter out of Ohio State. I'm trusting him over Drew Aller to make plays, which is crazy to say because Drew Aller is now going into year three of being a starter. There's something still off with me. I need to see him prove it. I need to see him make the big plays. He hasn't necessarily done that yet when it matters most. So that's why I do have Penn State at number two behind Ohio State. Then at number three with me, this might be a really interesting pick, and I mentioned them quickly. I love Illinois this year. Illinois is the team I think can shock people. And it wouldn't shock me if Illinois is a 10-2 team in the 8 or 9 seed in the playoffs. I think Illinois is so good this year. Last year they had a 10-win season. They continue to improve year after year after year. Luke Altmaier, their quarterback, who we talked about him. I remember we were talking about him before the Illinois and Penn State game because that was a big game. I said, hey, listen, this could be a slip-up game right here because Illinois is a sneaky team. This was last year towards the beginning of the year. And as the week went on, it was like more like urgent, like, hey, Penn State can actually lose this game to a very, very good Illinois team, and they end up going 10-3. Now, Penn State does take care of business against Illinois. But this year, they do lose NFL wide receiver Pat Bryant, but they bring in some guys as well. I think they're going to be just fine, and they continue to get, more experience. Luke Altmaier, former Ole Miss quarterback, transfers up there. This is year three for him as well, I believe, with Illinois right here. So I like Illinois a lot. They have Illinois at number four. The media does, so not too far off right here. I got Oregon at four. Oregon scares me because they lose a lot of guys at the receiver position, the running back position. Obviously, they lose quarterback Dillon Gabriel. Dillon Gabriel goes to the Browns, all-time touchdown passing holder for college football is Dillon Gabriel. They had Bo Nix the year prior. So Oregon, while they've been fantastic the last 2 years, they've also had two NFL quarterbacks. We're guessing their starter is going to be Dante Moore, which comes from UCLA. He redshirted last year. He's a redshirt sophomore this year. I liked him a little bit at UCLA. Then as the season went on, he slowly was making more and more mistakes. Granted, it was with UCLA, so yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand. Maybe the best talent wasn't around him, although he did have an NFL running back in Carson Steele there. I don't know if I trust Oregon enough this year, but I still have them ranked at four. Other teams, Michigan this year. I think Michigan is a sneaky team. I did mention that as well. Michigan with Bryce Underwood, who I don't know if he's going to get the start out the gate. They got Mikey Keene, who also transferred up there, who is a seasoned veteran. He might be starter week one, but Bryce Underwood, he is the number one kid out of this class, last class, number one quarterback at least. He's got a lot of moxie. I think he's gonna be really good. He didn't really impress in the spring game, but I mean, he's an 18, 19 year old true freshman. going to Ann Arbor. They paid him like $10 million, which goes back to, you know, these athletes getting so much money. But that's how much they believe in this kid. And, you know, Michigan's going to pay for a quarterback. They need a quarterback up there considering how last year went, which was abysmal from the quarterback position. But Michigan is a team that a lot of people, I feel like, are going to forget about, who they will make a statement this year. I think they're really good. I think they maybe sneak into the playoffs as, you know, one of the 11-12 seeds right there. Something to watch out for. Me and the Big Ten media seem pretty, we see eye to eye on that. I got Nebraska at 6. This is a little bit higher than what the media has them, which they have Nebraska ranked at 8th. I love Dylan Raiola. I talked about it last year. I'm talking about it this year. I'm talking directly to Nebraska, man, this year. We know what happens, Matt Rhule, year 3. The jump happens. It happened at Temple. It happened down at Baylor. I'm guessing it happens out in Nebraska as well with Dylan Raiola. Now, I'm not going to put all my chips in for them this year because I'm a little bit concerned. I still think there's some holes on the team, but I think they're much more improved than last year. I think they bring in Dane Key from Kentucky, I believe, transfers from Kentucky. Dane Key last year had a solid year. He's had a solid last couple years. I think he takes a nice step forward with Dylan Raiola too. They lose a couple guys, but they bring in Dane Key. I'm a big Dane Key guy. I like them a lot. I like Nebraska to potentially shock some people here. And like I said, it wouldn't shock me if they can somehow beat Penn State down the stretch, if they catch him in a tough situation, which Dylan Raiola outdoles Drew Aller. Problem is, I don't know if their defense is quite good enough. I think their offense is there at this point to where I trust Nebraska to score, but getting some big-time stops, I just don't know yet. And we saw Dylan Raiola go into the horseshoe last year and almost beat Ohio State and almost cause complete mayhem, because if Ohio State had 3 losses, it's questionable if they get in the playoffs and win a national championship. I still think they do, but there's a lot more eyebrows raised about Ohio State getting in the playoffs at that point if you have a loss to Nebraska, Oregon, and Michigan. We're talking about 2 unranked teams at the end of the year between Nebraska and Michigan right there. 7, I have Indiana, Kurt Cignetti. I like Indiana. They bring in a transfer as well, Fernando Mendoza, who was a great group of 5. I believe he was in the group of 5 last year. He was a great group of 5 quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. I think he's a little bit better than Curtis Rourke, who was drafted to the 49ers out of Indiana last year. I like Indiana. I'm buying into them again because of what Kurt Cignetti did last year. I don't know if they're quite necessarily a playoff team per se, but I think they're, you know, towards the top middle of the pack, you know, towards the top third of the Big Ten. I would take Nebraska over them at this moment, but Indiana, again, huge leap last year. We'll continue to see what happens right there. At number 8, Washington. And the reason I mentioned Washington as a sleeper team when the Nebraska man asked me a few minutes ago is because Washington has this kid named Damon Williams. Watch out for that name. Damon Williams, their quarterback. The kid's special. The kid, he threw 4 touchdowns last year in their bowl game. He looked fantastic even though they lost. And Washington obviously had a much, much down year compared to the year prior in which they went to the national championship. But, you know, they lose all that talent between Penix, you know, all those types of guys, their defensive guys, wide receivers. You had Jalen McMillan, Roman Dunze. They lose all those guys. They lose their head coach in Kalen DeBoer. And they still have a solid year the year after. And they throw in this guy in the bowl game named Damon Williams, who looked fantastic. This is a guy, I think, who, especially maybe next year, we look at and we say this is one of the top quarterbacks coming into the year because he is a special kid. So I got Washington at number 8. They personally have Washington in the media rankings at number 10. At number 9 for me, we did mention it, USC. USC, I'm sort of getting sketched out by because of what Lincoln Riley's done the last couple of years. He couldn't get it done with Caleb Williams a couple years back. And when you have the number 1 overall pick at quarterback and you're going to USC, you're able to pay your players. USC is a very enticing destination whenever you have the number 1 overall pick as well. They couldn't get it done back in 2023. Last year, they obviously had the huge collapse against Penn State. That should have been their signature win. They should have beaten Penn State. And if it wasn't for Tyler Warren having 17 catches, they beat Penn State. So USC, I'm not buying into, I'm not sipping the Kool-Aid, but I still think they're a very, very solid team. There's still enough talent on that field. Lincoln Riley's still a good enough coach. But I don't know if Jordan Maiva and Lincoln Riley are able to get back to where they want to be, a perennial playoff contender. They have USC, like I did mention, the media. Same spot right here at number 9. I have this team a little bit lower than the media does. They have Iowa ranked at number 7. I personally have them ranked at number 10. I can't buy into a team that cannot score on offense. You lose one of the best rushers in the country last year in Caleb Johnson, who with the Pittsburgh Steelers now, watch out for him. He's pretty good. He'll substitute just fine with Najee, I would imagine. But Iowa, they bring in Mark Gronowski as a quarterback. Should be better than what they had the last couple of years. I mean, boy, their quarterback situation has been horrible. I believe it was Cade McNamara last year. So, yeah, he won't be the quarterback, luckily, anymore for any Iowa fans out there. But Kirk Ferentz, I like him. I think he is fantastic. But I just think it's you know, year 26 or 27 he's going into now. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if we're ever going to see Iowa break through into the playoffs because they can't score on offense. And it's year after year they're inept on offense. It is horrible. It is horrible every single year. Number 11 for me, I got Michigan State. Michigan State, Aiden Childs. Aiden Childs, the quarterback, is a phenomenal kid. He had a turnover problem last year, more turnovers than touchdowns, though. But he is so freakishly athletically gifted. I think he can be an absolute star if it works out. They have some other pieces around him, but just maybe not enough right now to where I don't think they're going to be able to succeed at a high level. But Michigan State, they always have a run every few years that you look at and you're like, hey, that team, that could sneak into the play. I mean, they were in the playoffs in 2015, I believe it was, 2015. And then a few years back, they almost made it to the playoffs with Kenneth Walker. And who was that quarterback? Peyton Thorne maybe was their quarterback at that point. So, yeah, Michigan State, I got a little bit lower. We'll take a break here in 1 second, but I do want to mention another team, then we'll kind of probably cut this segment off because we're talking about the bottom feeders right here. This is a team I think could surprise people because of the quarterback transferring in and Nico Imaliava at UCLA at 12. Yeah, UCLA is interesting because Nico is the quarterback now. I don't trust UCLA at all because I don't think they're a good football program, but Nico is a phenomenal quarterback. We saw it at Tennessee last year. I mean, listen, there's a lot of talent at Tennessee, but Nico was, you know, he got it going. He was able to mesh it together as I believe, a freshman. I believe he's a true freshman coming in there. And he played very well, led them to a playoff game into Ohio State. Granted, they got crushed, and he got crushed. I mean, his helmet broke twice, I believe, in that playoff game. He was getting hit left and right. But Nico and UCLA to where, you know, I don't know what their over-under is right now. I'm sure it's much lower than you'd expect because it is UCLA, but just because Nico is the quarterback, I think you need to give him a little bit of a benefit of a doubt. I know he's coming in there late and everything about the NIL situation where he actually gets less money at UCLA than he does at Tennessee. And, you know, you figure you just want to say at Tennessee at that point, but he gets greedy, he gets less money. That rubs off wrong for pretty much every single person. It's something to look at right there, but I think UCLA could be a solid team, a bowl, 7-5 team with Nico, but who knows if everything works out. I think he's a great quarterback. There's a better chance that they end up a lot better than we expect. So yeah, I'm gonna cut off the rankings right there. If you want to call in and talk about anything with the Big Ten or anything about Hulk Hogan, 946-0435. We'll be right back.
San Diego is on the schedule for the 2026 NASCAR season. Put June 19th through the 21st on your calendar as all three series are going to be racing on the Navy base on Coronado. Yeah, here's 7-time Cup Series champion and San Diego native Jimmy Johnson.
With, you know, Chicago and our group, NASCAR group, having some experience building a track that creates good passing zones and opportunities to put on a good show, I feel like, you know, we're going to be in a good place and have a really solid circuit to compete on. With so many cars, you'd assume we'd have a full field at 40 for this event. You know, pit road's going to be a major priority, and to be able to have enough space and pit all the cars. Yeah, this is really exciting. I honestly didn't think that NASCAR would ever be able to race in San Diego. You know, growing up in El Cajon, watching it develop and change so much, and watching El Cajon Speedway sadly go away, it's just the reality or thought of NASCAR in a traditional sense on an oval in San Diego, it just never seemed possible. And when Chicago came on the schedule, I was like, I wonder what other cities might be able to host a NASCAR event. And not long after, I learned that there was some interest in and around San Diego, and to see this all come together now, I am so excited to have a race back in my hometown. And
you're on the final lap.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. An accredited state university, University of Maryland Global Campus, offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits towards a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chevy.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central here. Nathan Forlina flying solo today. As always, want to thank our presenting sponsors of the show, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. Open select hours during the week and always open online at J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. And remember, there's nothing like a J.M. Boswell's pipe. So we got caller on the line right here. The phone line is 946-0435. If you want to talk anything about the world of sports or Hulk Hogan, who did pass away today, we do have JK. Want to talk a little Hulk Hogan. JK, how are we doing today?
Okay, Nate, you're doing a good job there. And I wanted to hit you on three players, and I want you to comment because I know your shift's winding down.
All right, let's hear it.
The first one would be Hulk Hogan. Did he not lose to Andre the Giant? Because Andre the Giant was everything. Can you comment on that first?
Hulk Hogan, I'm looking at his record versus Andre the Giant. I know at WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan obviously beats Andre the Giant, but I'm assuming that he did lose matches against, trying to see right here, there's a whole Wikipedia page on it, so.
Well, that's all right. You don't have to go into detail, but I thought that's the one where he might have lost, and your callers might want to look up Hulk or Andre the Giant. What a specimen he was. You know that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, Andre, that's a sad story, too. I mean, he kept growing and eventually just went all downhill right there. But there's some legendary stories of Andre the Giant with some crazy stuff he used to do back in the day with the boys with some beer and stuff. If you haven't heard those stories, look them up. It's pretty funny, but
Legendary is not the right word. I mean, unfreaking believable. And I'm going to move on to the next one here. That would be Aaron Rodgers. I want to point out now, four times, not two, not three, four-time MVP. And here's my comment, and you can reply. He just got a brand-new puppy. I think it's a Siberian Husky Malamute. and he's on the beach out in California, and he's going to bring it to Pennsylvania to our winners. Can you comment on that, please?
Oh, man, you're reaching my bag here with dog knowledge. I don't know how that's going to go, but the puppy is, it's a cute puppy. I've seen the puppy, so we'll see how that happens. But yeah, that's gonna be quite a culture shock for the dog going from nice sunny beaches in California to literally all four seasons in the span of a week here in BA.
Yeah, now he's a winter dog too, and so there's something else your listeners might want to look into there, and maybe even comment. Here's my last one. I'm going to hang up. He's being paid pretty good as a kick returner. He's about 34 years old. His name's Cordarrelle Patterson. Everybody's writing him off, but that dude's a stallion, and I wouldn't doubt he makes the team. I wanted your comment on him. Yeah, he's old. He's getting paid. Go ahead, comment.
Cordarrelle will make the team because if you remember last year, he was producing pretty well for a couple of games before he did eventually get hurt. I think Warren was out at that point. So he was the backup running back. He filled in that position, and he performed pretty well for a 34-year-old. Will he make the team coming out of camp? I would imagine he makes the team coming out of camp. He'll probably be the third guy on the depth chart behind Caleb Johnson and Jaylen Warren, whoever's going to get the starting position there.
Well, let me point this out. He was drafted number one. I forget the team, but he was drafted as a wide receiver.
He was a wide receiver first. Yep. I think he's also tied with the most kick return touchdowns in history with Devin Hester. He was first round pick for. It was the Vikings. I'm trying to see what.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Vikings, and, 29th overall pick. He was a first round pick. He is a good player. He's getting older. That's obviously the biggest concern with him. But he's a good kick returner, and he can give you a spark because he can still fly at his age. I think we lost JK. We still got you, JK. All right, we lost JK. No worries, right there. Yeah, I'm curious what the record is against Andre the Giant. I'm sure there's losses in there, but Vince always wanted to put Hogan over. So, you know, Hogan was always usually going to win at the end of the day, like our previous caller said earlier in the show. Something else I thought I'd mention today, too. I don't know if anybody saw the news, but Justin Fields ended up getting carted off of Jets training camp. Obviously, former Steelers quarterback. They don't end up paying him. It's reported he has a dislocated toe. So we'll see how long that keeps him out for. Kind of interesting right there, but I thought we'd bring that up because it's funny how we always talked about, hey, listen, we're always worried about Aaron Rodgers' health. He's 41 years old, and listen, we are still worried that this dude probably won't make it through 17 games, especially behind the offensive line the Steelers do have right now. But I find it kind of ironic, and I'm wishing Justin Fields nothing but the best of luck in New York. Trust me, he's going to need it. His career, I would say, is most likely going to die with the Jets, like every other quarterback that goes in that building, including Aaron Rodgers, who had a tough 2 years there. But that's something to, you know, look at, and especially it's something a lot of people aren't going to talk about, but notoriously MetLife is one of the worst fields to play on, too. And when you got a toe injury that's going to linger that long, there could be potential more problems coming down the line for Justin Fields. So keep that in mind as well. But wanted to mention that as well because I saw it pop up. It was very early on in the morning that Justin Fields ends up getting carted off the field. I was afraid it was like an ACL injury or something like that. It's just a dislocated toe, which, you know, he should get through. I'd imagine he'll be fine. But, hey, you never know. So I wanted to touch on that as well. Of course, rest in peace, Hulk Hogan. We'll wrap up here in just a couple minutes.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 Fifth Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners.
We worked with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Planning a summer road trip? First stop at Russell Tire in Altoona or Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg and take advantage of these summer specials. Get lube, oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set and rotation, brakes and battery condition, all for only $59.99. Also take advantage of their Car Care Club membership. Spend $500 or more on any service or repair and get a Car Care Club card with over $499 in service discounts. Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue, Altoona or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard, Claysburg.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community. With youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today. Your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
All right, Green Day leading us in to the final segment right here. I appreciate everybody who called in today. Really do appreciate it. Makes the show a lot easier. If you ever want to call in, the number's always 946-0435. Appreciate hearing from everybody. Glad to hear about your Hulk Hogan stories. Glad to hear about some Penn State talk. Some Steelers talk also littered in there. Steelers obviously starting training camp yesterday. So if you want to go out there, out in Latrobe, head on out. It's always a fun time. Try to make myself. We're going to be off next week, so I'm going to try to get out there one day, watch the team, all the new faces out there, try to mesh together. So, you'll get to see TJ Watt on the field too as well. So, he'll be with the Steelers. And I did look it up during the break, Cordarrelle Patterson. So he was mentioning if he'll make the team coming out of camp. He'll be a $3.7 million cap hit. He'll make the team coming out of camp. And he is, a couple years ago down in Atlanta, he had a career resurgence down there. He played very, very well. Now, granted, he was also a little bit younger then, so I don't think he's going to have the same impact that he had 2 or 3 years ago with Atlanta. But even last year, there were sparks in there in which he performed pretty well for the Steelers. So that is a good name out there, JK, throughout there. Watch out for him. You never know. He can be a spark plug anytime. So, Cordarrelle Patterson, good name right there. So, and I also wasn't expecting the dog question about Aaron Rodgers' dog. It's an interesting thought, too. I don't know enough about the dog culture to know if, the shocker, the culture shift, the shock that it causes to a dog, but hey, maybe it does. So once again, we appreciate everybody calling as always. Appreciate Jan Boswell's Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. Open select hours during the week and always open online at Jan Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. So go check them out if you're for all your tobacco needs. Once again, rest in peace to Hulk Hogan. No matter how you feel about him, what he's done outside the ring, no one can deny all of the success he had and what he's brought the WWE to, the new heights he brought them to. So rest in peace to an absolute legend. Thoughts and prayers with the Hogan family as always. We'll be back on tomorrow, same time, 4 to 5. Tune on in all the time. We appreciate all your support and have a good night.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM, WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM, Roaring Spring, Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.